Frektel Mishnah Vaitim Sechtus Bikurim Peri Gimel Mishnah Beis Ketzel Malanis Bikurim. How do you bring the Bikurim up to Yerushalayim? Of course, when the time comes to bring the Bikurim up to Yerushalayim, Zak the Mishnah. Kol Ayarais Sheba Maimed. All the cities of the Maimed. What does Maimed mean? Maimed are the Yisraelim that stood in the Azara when they were makir of the Karbanas Tzibur. Why do we need Yisraelim standing in the Azara when they're makir of the Karbanas Tzibur? Meaning that everyone is supposed to stand next to his carbon when they're makir of it, to the point that he's allowed to approach. So what happens by a carbon Tzibur? It belongs to all of the Yidden. It's impossible for all of the Yidden to stand in the Azara when they're makir of the Karbanas Tzibur. Therefore, the Nevi'im Rishonim, like Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech, enacted the Takan of Mamadais. And that is that all of Klal Yisrael should be divided into 24 Mamadais, and they would correspond to the 24 shifts of Kehanim. Every single week, a different Maimed would come up to Yerushalayim and stand by the Karbanas Tzibur, and officially they were the Shluchim for Klal Yisrael. They were called Anshei Maimed. And they worked in harmony with the shifts of Kehanim and Levi'im. Now, each of these Mamadais lived in a different area. When the time came to bring up the Bikurim, all the cities of Mamadais got together, and they got together with the shifts of Kehanim and Levi'im that worked that week. They would gather in the main town of the Maimed, the Rosh HaMaimed, in the town in which the leader of the Maimed lived, and they would bring the Bikurim up together to Yerushalayim. It wasn't like everyone trickled in with their Bikurim. Everyone had to come together. This was an inyan of, as the Batanura explains, Rav Hadras Melach. The more people together, that's the hider. It's the hider mitzvah. It's the niceness for the king. Zakta Mishnah of Elonin, they would spend the night B'rechoy B'shal'ir. They didn't enter houses. They would sleep in the town square, both in the city that they slept there until they got to the city of the Rosh HaMaimed, and also in the city of the Rosh HaMaimed, or the head of the Maimed. Now, the reason for this was out of concern that if they were inside, they could become Tamei Tumas Oil. Oil means if there's a mess under the same roof. So many people are pushing and shoving, it's hard to keep track. And we don't want people who are Tamei to bring their Bikurim to the Azara. So they're sleeping in the streets, Ulamashkim, and in the morning. Hoya Memuna Oimer. Memuna is the person that's in charge of the Maimed. He would say, Chevra, Kumu. Get up, and now let's Tzion, El Beis Hashem Elokein, let's go up to Tzion to Hashem. The Mefarshim explained, it also means after they daven Shacharis, that's when the announcement was made, and there were many psukim that they sang as they were traveling. Samachti b'yomli Beis Hashem Nelech. We rejoice when we hear we're going to the Beis Hashem. When they arrived in Yerushalayim, they said the pasuk, Oim dois hoya raglinu b'sharayich Yerushalayim. And when they came to the Har HaBayis, they said, Hallelujah, Hallelu, Keil b'kotshai. When they came to the Azara, they said, Koil HaNeshama Tahal Ka. They felt it. It wasn't just singing. Their madrigas went higher and higher. Some say when they got to the Har HaBayis, the people that brought the Bikurim would say the whole Kapitel Kuf Nun until Koil HaNeshama Tahal Ka. When they came to the Azara, the Levi'im would sing, Arimimcha Hashem Kidilisani. I want to tell you a beautiful vart from Rav Moshe, which appears in the Sefer Doresh Moshe. He teaches kidili sonis in the lashon of a dili. A dili is a bucket. When you draw water on a bucket, so you have to drop the bucket down to the water until it fills up, and then you pull it up. And if the water is very low, you have to drop the bucket lower. And if the water is really, really low, you have to drop the bucket even lower than that. And if the water is all the way down, you have to have a long, long rope and come all the way down. So they sang, Arimimcha Hashem kidili soni. That Hashem will come down. It doesn't make a difference how low HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to drop the bucket, how long that rope has to be. And Hashem is ready for us to do tshuva whenever we decide. No, we're ready to come to the Beis HaMikdash. We're ready to purify ourselves. We're ready to recognize how good Hashem is in our life. Don't say, I'm too far away from it. Chas v'shalom. Hashem is willing to drop down the bucket and bring you up as low as a person may possibly be.